A few hundred people gathered yesterday in Raleigh for a Reopen NC rally. They were protesting Governor Roy Cooper's stay-at-home order, which was put in place to limit coronavirus infections in North Carolina. Rusty Jacobs filed this report.
Tuesday's protest came a week after a similar demonstration resulted in the arrest of one person for engaging in what the Raleigh police called non-essential activity, a violation of the governor's executive order. The order allows people to shop, go outside for exercise, and engage in other activities as long as they adhere to social distancing guidelines, like staying at least 6 feet away from others they don't live with. That was not happening as the protesters assembled for Tuesday's rally and march around the governor's mansion. Maggie Sandrock drove about 40 minutes from her home to join the protest.
I'm here to stand for liberty and stand against fear.
Sandrock, who says she adores President Trump, also says she believes the economic impact of Governor Cooper's order could cause people to die.
They don't eat, there's depression, there's more family attacks, there's more suicide hotlines. People need to work.
U.S. Representative Dan Bishop stood shoulder to shoulder with the protesters. The Republican congressman from Mecklenburg County chided Cooper, a Democrat, for not having a clearer plan on when restrictions will be lifted.
The Constitution limits his authority, and he's got to act not in a way that's arbitrary and capricious. He's got to operate on the basis of solid facts.
At a briefing on Tuesday, Governor Cooper said he understands people are frustrated and want to get back to work and send their kids back to school. Cooper says he knows staying at home is not sustainable long term.
But what we have to do is to ease back into it to make sure that this virus does not spike, which it very easily could do, overwhelming our hospitals.
Cooper says details on plans to ease public health restrictions are coming this week. One thing that's required is a reduction in the number of new COVID cases over 14 days, a threshold established not by Cooper, but by the administration of President Trump, someone that Representative Bishop says is doing a great job. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.